Welcome to the Fair But Firm Show with Joe Cortez and my sidekick here, John Zimmel. Happy New Year 2018 for you great boxing fans out there. 2018, hopefully, is as good as or better than 2017. We had a great year 2017. And John, you know, some of the fans are looking forward to some of the great fights. And
oh,
of
my
course,
God.
You know, they're looking forward to that rematch.
Don't I know it.
With the middleweight championship.
That big middleweight trip with Triple G versus Canelo Alvarez.
That's the fight the fans want to see.
That was such a great first fight.
And what we understand is already a done deal for Cinco de Mayo weekend here in Las Vegas. But, of course, the heavyweight division, you know, you have none other than Deontay Wilder, who says he wants to knock this guy's head off. Anthony Joshua, who's a great British champion. He's a world champion as well. And they're trying to bring these title of belts together again to unify the heavyweight championship.
And in order to do that, they have to get through Joseph Parker. For Anthony Joshua and Luis Ortiz, the King Kong.
Yeah, it's going to be good fights for the heavyweight division.
It should be, man.
But we need younger talent in there. We hope we can develop young talent like we had in the past. Years
oh,
ago,
yeah.
We had Ken Norton. We had Larry Holmes. We had Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah,
we had Joe Frazier. You had Jerry Quarry. You had a ton of fighters. All top 10 fighters today, they all be world champions.
Yeah, probably.
But, you know, that's the kind of fighters we need today in the heavyweight division. Mm-hmm. But, of course, you know, the middleweight division, the lightweight division, the welterweight division is really, you know.
So what about the flyweight division?
Oh,
we got. I mean, you look at after that super fly last year, we had Quadras and Estrada.
Yeah.
And you had Chocolatito losing for the second time to Rungvisai.
Exactly.
And now Rungvisai is meeting Estrada in this.
That's going to be good.
That's going to be that super fly two card. That's February 24th, I think, coming. I'm excited for that, man.
Yeah, you know, the welterweight division, you have Errol Spence, who'll be fighting Lamont Peterson. And that fight is coming up here
it's
in January.
For Spence's IBF welterweight.
January 20th. And but you have so many good welterweights in that division.
It's such a strong
you have,
division right now.
Terrence Crawford. He seems to be like number one pound for pound.
He's a monster.
And a lot of the fans' choice of the
ESPN put him number one for the fighter of the year.
Well, pound for pound, sure. He deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have Keith Thurman.
Oh, yeah.
You have Danny Garcia.
Oh, yeah.
You have so many good in the welterweight division. You have Sean Porter, who's still right there. Something is happening with Sean Porter. He should be fighting soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, they give him a shot, one of these titles. He may end up fighting Danny Garcia sometime.
He very well could.
You know, I'd like to see that fight happen.
Yeah, they've been talking about it.
Yeah.
That's a good division, that welterweight division. Like you said, everywhere from flyweight to heavyweight and everything in between has been so set up. 2017 was such an amazing year in boxing.
Yeah, no question about it.
And it's set up 2018 perfectly.
Yeah, you know, then you got Zab Judah, who's a welterweight, former welterweight champion. He's still there bouncing around a little bit. He's fighting a 10-round at the junior welterweight division. He keeps his weight good, but you know he's up in age.
I don't know what he's doing. Him and Roy Jones Jr., they're both fighting this year, coming up in the next 2 months. And
sometimes you hate to see fighters. I mean, Zab Judah, he was a great one, 3 or 4-time world champion. And Roy Jones Jr., he's a sharp guy. I mean, he's seen his better days. You know, what are these guys looking to do in boxing?
I don't know, man. I think when you look at some guy, like when you look at Roy Jones Jr., I don't, he's such a warrior. And he's said before he wants to die in the ring. I mean, this is a guy who only feels alive when he's in that squared circle.
Yeah, but some
and
of these guys.
And it's so sad to watch, but maybe that's what life is to him.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, these promoters and the sanctioning body got to say, you know, enough is enough because we know if you have a tragedy in boxing, it'd be a big black eye for boxing.
Mm-hmm.
And
especially a great like those guys.
Yeah, we don't need that because something goes wrong with Roy Jones Jr. or for any fighter at that age to be fighting.
He's 48 years old.
You know, come on, please. I mean, George Foreman was heavyweight champion, he was 45, but that's an exception. And that was in the heavyweight division, but he was fighting, regularly, and he was fighting guys working his way up with top contenders, and he was bumping some of these guys off, and he ended up getting that.
And there's a reason people always say George Foreman won the heavyweight title at 45 is because he's the only one like to do that.
Yeah.
No, there's a reason people bring that up all the time is because that never happens. That's the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, but then some of these guys say, you know, if George Foreman did it, I can do it too, you know? And that's got to stop because we don't want any more black guys and buy any ring deaths. And that's really bad for boxing. Before you know it, they want to be banning boxing because they're going to be blaming the commissions that help promote these fights along with the sanctioning bodies. And the networks are just guilty.
And we don't even know who these guys are fighting yet. Yeah. Roy Jones Jr. and Zab Judah have no, they have a date and a place and no opponent.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're just a name. It's a bummer because these guys were both great. I mean, great.
You know, I still think like a referee, I'm always there to protect the fighters. You know, I know the networks are trying to put the best shows together. I take my hat off to them. They're doing a great job. The commissions are trying to do the best, sanctioning bodies. I mean, we all got to work hand in hand. But then we have to say, you know, we have to stop this one guy because we don't want him to get hurt. He's done everything he could have done in boxing. He did it already. Why go back? He's doing a good job as a commentator with HBO. We take off our hat to him for that. You know, I seen him get knocked out recently, a year and a half ago.
Roy Jones?
Yeah, Roy Jones. And it broke my heart to see him get knocked out like that.
So sad. When he was all slumped over?
Yeah. No, slumped over. He went down. I mean, he got hit with a punch, went down. You know.
He's won his last three fights, but they were all against no names. I mean, he fought an 8-round fight against the guy who calls himself the bare-knuckle champion of the world. I mean, this is Roy Jones Jr. This is one of the greatest of all time. And he's fighting people that you'll never even... I mean, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to see... a nice fight. I want to see him, Mikey Garcia. He went up to the junior welterweight, and he'll be fighting somebody out there in the junior welterweight. He's fighting for one of the titles in the very near future. And you hate to
Sergey Lipinets.
Lipinets, yeah, for the
he's fighting round. For Lipinets' title too.
Yeah, the IBF junior welterweight. So that'd be good. He'd be moving up in weight.
I like Mikey Garcia.
I think he's one of my one of my good favorite fighters out there. And then you got Rancis Bertolomé. Rancis Bertolomé is a Cuban fighter. He's fighting Kirill Rykilnik for a 12-round vacant WBA junior welterweight title. So that'll be good. Let's see how Bertolomé does on this time around because he has a couple of shots and nothing has happened. Mm-hmm. And but you know, there's so much going on. You got Omar Narváez. Omar Narváez, you know, I can't believe that guy's still around. He's like 42 years old.
He is.
An Argentinian fighter. I remember going to Argentina referee so many years ago.
1975.
Yeah.
And he's fighting still.
He's still fighting, and he looked good when I refereed him back maybe 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. The guy's still around today, fighting
WBO. Fighting for a bantamweight championship.
Unbelievable. But
he's in a title fight.
Yeah.
Which is bananas in London.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting in boxing what's going to be coming up. You got Danny Garcia again.
Now we have some good fights.
Danny Garcia.
17th.
Danny Garcia fighting Brandon Rios. I thought Brandon Rios already retired already.
He's back again.
He's back again.
David Benavidez is going to fight Ronald Gavril, who I don't know a lot about, but Benavidez is a fighter.
But it's a rematch.
Okay.
And I saw the fight. Less than 5-6 months ago when they fought. And these two guys really gave the fans.
We watched this fight together.
I tell you, man, those guys, Ronald Garville, he put Benavidez down in the last round. I said, oh my God, here he goes, a knockout with the last.
Yeah.
It was so close. The fight was really, it could have been really, it was like a, I think it was like a split decision, if I recall right. And these guys really came to fight. I want to see that fight happen again. It's going to be a good one.
And then in England, it's like same...
Chris Eubank.
Chris Eubank Jr., who really put on a show last time. Just a heck of a fighter. He had a lot of question marks going into that last fight, and he put on a real just an event. He was so fast and so strong. Yeah, versus George Groves, his countryman.
That's going to be a great fight.
It's going to be... I'm excited for that one. Yeah, really excited. In Manchester, too.
Yeah, you know, and Chris Eubank, his dad, you know, I referee several times. A great middleweight...
Just a warrior. They say that Junior's more technically advanced than him.
Yeah.
But Eubank was just such a fighter.
His father told me here last year, he said, Joe, my son is better than me.
That's what you told me that. And then we watched that fight together. That was bananas.
Yeah, exactly.
And then February 24th, we have that Superfly 2 event.
Yeah.
It's got Juan Francisco Estrada coming off of his defeat against Carlos Cuadras.
Yeah.
And you have Srisa Ket Sor Rungvisai.
Right. It's going to be great fights. There'll be a lot of good fights coming up in the very near future. We're looking forward to all these
fights. I'm excited March 3rd for the Kovalev fight because he hasn't fought since he lost to Andre Ward twice.
Exactly. Kovalev is fighting Igor Mikhailkin.
Yeah, I think it's a tune-up fight because he hasn't fought since he's lost. I mean, when he was the crusher, he was undefeated. He was unbeatable. And then Andre Ward puts him down. The first one was super controversial, but that second one wasn't, other than the low blow, but I don't get into that. And, I mean, I'm excited to see Kovalev come back. I want to see the old Kovalev. He was so fun to watch. That could be his division. The light heavyweight division could be his division with Andre Ward gone.
Right, right.
I'm excited for him.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to these fights. And you got Jose Ramirez on March 17th fighting Amir Hyman, 12 rounds for the vacant WBO junior welterweight title. That'd be a good one.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, yeah. And Felix Verdejo, the Puerto Rican fighter from, he was in the junior lightweight division, and now he's fighting, lightweight division. And he's fighting an 8-rounder or 10-rounder. His opponent to be determined yet, but
yeah.
I'd like to see Felix Verdejo, do something this year. If he doesn't do anything this year,
this is the last
time. This is the last chance. He's a young fighter, but
yeah, at a certain point, you got to make an impact.
He was a rising star of boxing for Puerto Rico, and they were looking forward to him, but being like a next Felix Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened? He had a motorcycle accident, and he was like,
he recovered,
but he had a comeback fight, but he was like not the same again. And you got to wonder, what had happened to him that night. Then you have Carl Frampton. He's fighting Donito Donaire.
Oh, that's going to be a good fight, man.
That's going to be happening April 7th.
I'm excited about that.
In Belfast, And, I mean, that's going to be a fight that Donito Donaire going to have to really fight because he's fighting in this kid's hometown. And Donito Donaire is very dangerous, but Carl Frampton, he has a lot of talent.
Yeah.
He's really good. And then, of course, one of the guys that I like in the middleweight division that should be looking pretty good this year, 2018. I think he has a good shot again. Danny Jacobs.
I'm excited about Danny Jacobs. Danny Jacobs has been a heck of a fighter. He had that Triple G fight where he ended Triple G's knockout streak.
Yeah.
The guy's a heck of a fighter, and he should be watching that rematch of Triple G and Canelo, him and Saunders and a few other guys, and seeing, hey, let's see who's coming off of this, who I can get, because that's real money in that middleweight division right now. Real money because of Canelo and also because of Triple G.
Yeah, yeah. And David Lemieux just got beaten by, we can't forget about Billy Joe Saunders.
Yeah, Billy Joe Saunders just smacked Lemieux. He looked good.
Yeah, he looked good when he fought
Lemieux
the other day.
Real good.
He looked real good. He's a southpaw and comes out. He can box. He can move around that ring.
He's aggressive and he's a wild card. He's got a similar upbringing to Tyson Fury. And when you see his interviews, you can feel it. He's interesting.
But I want to see him against Danny Jacobs.
I would like to see that too.
And I want to see the winner of Golovkin and Canelo Alvarez.
Fight the winner of those two?
The winner of those two.
I agree.
That'll be the fight,
Triple G versus Saunders would be a really good fight. Stylistically, it'd be fun. There's a lot of good. Oh, they're both so aggressive.
Yeah, but the southpaw for Triple G, I think Triple G can come out in there.
Yeah,
his straight right hand, he'll be popping this guy Saunders with the wicked right hand that he
Saunders
has.
Saunders they're just both aggressive fighters. There's no, there's not a lot of sit back and wait there.
But Saunders has a little bit more, I think, boxing technique.
Yeah,
I mean, he got more skills.
You think he's more technical than Triple G?
He's more technical. Yeah, he is. But. I think Triple G's got that power.
Yeah.
I think Triple G can
and that
pump.
Chin.
Yeah, he got a granite chin.
He's amazing.
Yeah, then you have David Haye. David Haye he's been around for a number of years already.
Yes, he has.
And he's looking to get
He's one of those heavyweights that if you put any of those top heavyweights up against him and they have a bad night and he has a good night, he has a chance to beat him. I mean, David Haye is a good heavyweight fighter.
He is, he's fighting Tony Bellew on the rematch, I think it's going to be an interesting fight to watch.
I'm excited.
Because let's see what happens if David wins this fight. He may end up playing.
Like watching this heavyweight division stack up slowly. You look at even Alexander Povetkin.
Yeah.
You look at a lot of these guys who are even Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
If he comes back, what life that would bring to the heavyweight division. The heavyweight division has been set up for 2018, and I'm so excited to see where it goes. It should be so much fun, and you just hope it doesn't. If it's just a landslide victory for let's say Anthony Joshua just crushes Deontay Wilder, then where's the fun in that?
Exactly.
Tyson Fury's comeback is thwarted, and then everything's blech. But if the fights are good and they're competitive, then you have yourself a real division set up for the next four or 5 years.
Every time you hear that name Tyson Fury, people think of Mike Tyson.
Yeah,
man, Tyson Fury, you would never be close to what Mike Tyson was. I mean, I hope you can do it, but. Mike Tyson was a devastating.
Well, Tyson Fury was 25-0. He beat Vladimir Klitschko. I mean, he's 6'9".
Yeah,
he's a monster.
He's had a lot of personal problems.
Oh yeah,
and he was in and out of boxing.
He's back in the gym. I'm rooting for him, man. I mean, he was so fun to watch.
You know, I like to give everybody a second chance. Yeah. You know, we want to see a fighter like Tyson Fury gonna get back on track.
Yeah,
it'll make the heavyweight division.
Oh, it will. It'll make it exciting because then you'll have two big heavyweights from England. Which is how fun is that?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be big over there.
It'll be big over there, but you know, we hog all the rivalries over here. Let them have one.
Yeah, but you know what? I would say Deontay Wilder. He's going to be in the mix with all those guys.
Bomber, baby. I'm ready to see him.
He said he wants to bump them off one by one.
I know he does. And he's earned his chance. Like, people say he hasn't fought anybody, but every time he tries to, they get popped for a test.
Yeah,
well, Ortiz, Povetkin, and the guy before him.
Yeah, well, I think that Deontay Wilder is a young fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He can punch.
Dude, you know, what he did to Bermain Stiverne in that second fight. Oh. He didn't land a single punch. Stiverne threw four punches and landed none.
That's it.
Got knocked down three times.
Yeah, that was it for him in the whole fight.
Oh, my God.
But Deontay Wilder is somebody that is to reckon with. Yes. In the near future.
Alabama.
Yeah. And, you know, we have Golden Boy Promotion putting all these fights together.
And top rank. Everything being on ESPN. This is the most visible boxing's ever been.
Yeah.
2018 is set up to be a real good year for boxing. And I know I'm excited.
Yeah. And PBC is also putting a lot of fights in. So it's good, you know. You guys see a lot of free ESPN. ESPN got a lot of these fights.
It's got that top rank deal.
Yeah, well, you got top rank.
Terrence Crawford fight was on ESPN. Pacquiao fight was on ESPN. These are huge fights.
That's good.
Last Lomachenko fight was on ESPN.
And that's why ESPN is doing so well with boxing these days, because they're bringing the sport back to where it belongs.
It didn't cost them anywhere near as much money. I think they said all the fights that they just bought from top rank cost less than one Monday Night Football game. And they get a lot of viewers from it.
Well, they get a lot of viewers.
I mean, so I see why they keep investing in that. It makes sense. It's smart and it's fun. And it's good for boxing. Very good for boxing.
Yeah, it's very good for boxing. And then you have a lot of the MMA stuff that's coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Last year we had, remember, Floyd Mayweather against Conor McGregor. And there's some buzz out there about Floyd Mayweather signing a deal with UFC.
He denied that. But Dana White said that, was the one that said it. So it's weird.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know either.
But they're talking about $1 billion for Mayweather for so many fights. Package deal, but those may be rumors. Who knows? But crazy things happen in the sport. So let's see what 2018 brings you. But it's going to be a good year. I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to the fans. And you guys have any ideas? Anything you want to put out there so we can give some comments about?
Please,
you know, tweet us, send us on FaceTime. Let us know what you think about the show. What's your interest for 2018? How can we better boxing? What do you want to see for boxing? Give us your matchups for 2018. Give us your ideas.
Facebook, please.
Yeah. Go on my Joe Cortez Facebook,
or just reply to this video.
Yeah, Fair But Firm Show, and you'll see anything you want to talk about. I'll go to our radio. Same thing on radio, our podcast. You have Audio Boom.
We're on iTunes, Google Play. We're on every hosting that you can be. So
this is a show you'll also listen to it on radio if you want. If you can't watch it when you're driving or whatever, or you're at home on your computer, just put on Audio Boom.
But reach out and let us know what you want to hear about. What do you want to hear Joe answer?
Exactly.
What do you want to hear me make noises about while Joe answers?
Well, we can talk a lot about boxing, what you guys want to know, what you want to see for the 2018. Anything you want, we're there for you. You know, we're fair but firm. Remember that. I'm fair, but I'm firm. Keep your guards up at all times. Guys, we'll see you next week. Take care. God bless. Happy 2018. Goodbye.